But beloved, we are persuaded better things of you, and things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak. Hebrews 6 verse 9. In the true body of Christ, there is no church membership or rituals, just the commitment of the individual to Christ alone. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Romans 10 verse 9. Creeds that are kept, assenting to certain doctrines, performing certain rituals, beating yourself, denying the flesh will in no way bring about the grace of God. The grace of God comes from the life of the Holy Spirit from within you. The Holy Spirit is reproducing Christ in your life once you have asked Him into your life. There was in Christ's day a Jewish rabbi who was a member of the Sanhedrin who was one of the three richest men in Jerusalem. His name was Nicodemus. He showed the utmost respect to Jesus. He knew Christ was sent from God. In humbling himself by night, he visited Christ to try to understand his mission. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. John 3 verse 1 through 2. Christ answered what his mission on earth was for. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. John 3 verse 3. Nicodemus, being of the religious mind, could not comprehend the answer Christ gave him. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? John 3 verse 4. Christ illustrates the necessity of the new birth to enter the kingdom of God.